Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Moving into a new apartment, you know it should be exciting, right? New beginnings, fresh starts.
Yeah, definitely.
But sometimes what seems like the perfect place can turn into a total nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all thanks to the neighbors.
Ugh, tell me about it.
So in this deep dive, we're looking at one listener's experience with some truly awful neighbors.
All right.
And all this is based on the letter that they actually sent into the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Wow.
And you would not believe how quickly things went downhill for this person.
It is interesting, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
We often prioritize just the physical aspects of an apartment.
Right.
Like the layout, the amenities.
Sure.
But we don't really stop to consider the people.
Yeah, the social environment. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And as your story shows, the people living right next to you.
Oh, totally.
And make or break the entire experience.
Absolutely. So you found this incredible apartment, modern, spacious, filled with light.
Okay.
And initially, everything seemed perfect.
Gotcha.
But then the walls started to talk. Uh-oh.
And I don't mean in a friendly, borrow a cup of sugar kind of way.
Right, right.
No, this was bad.
So the letter describes starting with like really minor noises at first.
Yep.
Shuffling, murmurs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can usually tune that stuff out.
Honestly, I think most of us could probably just tolerate that.
Yeah.
But in this case, it quickly escalated into like full-blown shouting.
Oh, wow.
And screaming.
No.
And not just during the day.
Oh, gosh.
But at all hours of the night.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
So it's like your own home turned into a prison.
I can imagine.
Like no escape from the constant barrage of noise.
Yeah. So stressful.
I can only imagine how exhausting and stressful that must have been, especially when it started affecting your sleep.
The impact of sleep deprivation is often really underestimated.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's a mountain of research showing that chronic noise exposure,
right,
particularly at night,
yeah,
can have really severe consequences on your mental health.
We're talking increased anxiety, irritability, even an elevated risk of conditions like PTSD.
Gosh, that's awful.
It's no wonder you felt like you were constantly on edge.
Yeah, I had an old neighbor who used to complain about my cat's loud purring.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Real.
Like, dude, have you ever lived in a city?
Right.
But this is an entirely different level of noise.
Totally.
And it's happening in your own space.
It's supposed to be your sanctuary.
Right. The place where you're supposed to feel safe and relax.
Exactly. Our homes are meant to be sanctuaries.
Yes.
Places where we can, you know, recharge and find peace.
Yes.
And when that sense of security is violated, it can be incredibly unsettling.
Absolutely. So it's already bad enough.
Yeah.
But then just when you thought it couldn't get any worse,
uh-oh,
there's the smell.
Oh, no.
It starts as this mysterious scent,
okay,
wafting through the vents. And then, you know, the horrible realization hits.
Yeah.
It's marijuana smoke. And we're not talking about the occasional faint whiff.
No.
This was constant. It was overwhelming.
So, I mean, understandable that you were concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, you know, given that you had two cats.
Right.
One with a heart condition.
Yeah.
The other prone to anxiety.
And secondhand marijuana smoke, just like cigarette smoke,
exactly,
and be harmful to pets.
And in fact, because they're smaller, they're closer to the floor where that smoke lingers.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Pets are often more susceptible to its effects.
I'm sure you were just worried sick about their health.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're already dealing with the noise, the smell, the constant anxiety.
Right.
At what point did you decide, okay, I need to confront these people?
It sounds like you tried your best to handle the situation maturely, you know?
Okay.
You rehearsed what you were going to say.
Right.
Tried to approach your neighbors calmly, reasonably.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hoping for some understanding, some cooperation.
Right.
But their response, it was like they were living on another planet.
Oh, no.
They suggested earplugs.
Oh, come on.
It's like, that's not a solution.
Yeah.
That's completely dismissing the problem.
Shifting the burden onto you.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a deflection tactic. It minimizes the impact of their actions.
Totally.
And shows a lack of personal accountability.
Did that make you angry? Frustrated?
And unfortunately, in situations involving, you know, these volatile individuals,
right,
direct confrontation can sometimes backfire.
Right.
Escalate the conflict.
And that brings us to the encounter with the man at their door.
Oh, boy.
A veiled threat, a chilling moment that honestly sends shivers down my spine just reading about it.
It's scary.
Talk about terrifying.
This is a classic example of intimidation.
Yeah.
You know, using fear and implied threats to discourage you from taking further action.
Wow.
It's a power play.
Right.
A way of asserting dominance and control.
It's so messed up.
It's incredibly unsettling. It's no wonder you started to feel unsafe in your own home.
Absolutely. It's like your own apartment turned into a psychological thriller.
Oh, gosh.
Where you're constantly on edge.
Right.
Wondering what's going to happen next.
Did you ever try to contact building management about any of this?
Yeah. What happened with that? It's so frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
When the people who are supposed to help.
Right.
The ones you're paying rent to.
Exactly.
Just throw their hands up in the air.
What can you do?
It's like they're more concerned with just following procedures than actually addressing the problem.
Yeah.
And making sure that their tenants are safe and you know, that they're okay.
Unfortunately, a lot of renters find themselves in this situation.
Right.
Landlords and property managers can be hesitant to get involved in neighbor disputes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because they're worried about legal ramifications.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or they just want to avoid confrontation.
Right, right. So what can you do, you know, when
yeah.
you feel like you're just banging your head against a wall? You've tried reasoning with the neighbors.
Right.
You've contacted management.
Yeah.
And nothing seems to be working.
It's enough to make anyone feel helpless.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Well, it's important to remember, even in these situations, you still have options.
Okay, good.
You're not alone.
Okay.
And one crucial step is to document everything.
Oh, yeah, like keep a record.
Meticulously.
Okay.
Keep a detailed record of each incident, noting the date, the time, the specific details of the noise or the disturbance.
Right.
Any communication you've had with the neighbors or building management.
Gotcha. So it's like you're creating your own case file.
Exactly.
Right.
Having that evidence can be essential.
Yeah.
If you need to take further action.
Right.
Whether that means involving legal counsel
yeah.
or pursuing other avenues.
Right. So having all that documentation.
Exactly.
Really helps when you're trying to, like, you know, present your case.
Yeah. To anyone. A mediator. A lawyer.
Right. Exactly.
Shows that you've taken steps to address the issue. Provides concrete examples of the problems that you've been facing.
So beyond, you know, documentation.
Yeah.
Are there other resources or support systems that someone in this situation could turn to?
Absolutely. And it's really key to remember you are not alone in this.
Right.
Reaching out to friends, family, or even like local tenant advocacy groups.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They can provide emotional support.
Yeah.
Valuable advice.
Yeah. Because sometimes you just need someone to vent to.
Exactly.
You know, who will understand what you're going through.
And it can make a world of difference.
Yeah.
Helps to know you're not crazy.
Yeah.
Your feelings are valid, that you have options.
And if the situation escalates or you feel threatened at any point.
Right.
Don't hesitate to contact the police.
Absolutely.
Your safety is, you know, most important.
It's paramount.
Yeah.
And it's always better to err on the side of caution.
In your letter, you mentioned that the man at the door, the one who kind of delivered that veiled threat, continued to be a source of anxiety even after you moved out.
Oh, wow.
It's like that lingering fear, that feeling of unease.
I can see that.
It stayed with you.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out what happened with him?
That's the unsettling part.
Yeah.
The letter ends with a sense of lingering uncertainty.
Yeah.
It really highlights the psychological impact these situations can have.
Right.
Even when we physically remove ourselves from a dangerous environment,
yeah.
The emotional scars can remain.
It just makes you wonder
how
often something like this happens.
Right.
Where people are like forced out of their homes by bad neighbors.
Yeah.
And they're just left with this sense of unresolved fear.
And trauma.
Yeah, trauma.
It's unfortunately more common than many realize. And it underscores the need for greater awareness and support systems for those who've experienced these types of situations.
It sounds like you ultimately made the difficult decision to move out. Was it the right choice?
That's a complex question.
Yeah.
Ultimately, only you can truly answer that.
Right.
But it's clear that you prioritized your safety and well-being.
Yeah.
And that's never the wrong move.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes removing yourself from a toxic situation is the best way to protect yourself and begin to heal.
It's a powerful reminder that we all have the right to feel safe and secure in our homes.
Absolutely.
And we shouldn't be afraid to seek help and support when those rights are violated.
For sure.
But what about the people who can't afford to move?
Right.
Or who just don't have the resources to navigate these, you know, complex legal and social systems?
Yeah.
It feels like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
You've hit upon a critical point.
Yeah.
The reality is that many individuals and families lack the resources to simply pick up and move when faced with these nightmare scenarios.
So where do we go from here?
Yeah.
What can be done to prevent these situations from happening in the first place?
That's a great question.
Is it like better screening processes for tenants? Stricter enforcement of noise ordinances.
Right.
More responsive property management.
It's a multifaceted issue.
Yeah.
It requires a multi-pronged approach.
This feels bigger than just, you know, isolated incidents.
Yeah.
It's like a societal issue.
Right.
You know, we all deserve peace and quiet in our own homes.
Absolutely.
But where do you draw the line?
Right.
Between being a good neighbor and just tolerating behavior that's totally unacceptable.
Right. And how do we create systems that actually protect people in these situations?
It's like we're constantly navigating this unspoken contract.
Yeah.
You know, we agree to live in close proximity, but that comes with certain expectations of respect and consideration for the people around us.
And when that contract's broken,
what happens then?
It can have these ripple effects throughout an entire building or even a neighborhood.
It's like that saying, one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Right.
But maybe instead of focusing on the bad apples, we should be thinking about like how to create an environment where those bad apples either don't exist or are like quickly dealt with.
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Right.
So instead of just reacting to problems,
how
can we be proactive in fostering a culture of respect and consideration?
Right.
I think it starts with communication.
Okay.
Something as simple as getting to know your neighbors, creating opportunities for dialogue and understanding can go a long way in preventing conflicts from escalating.
It's about building connections.
Right? Exactly.
Remembering that we're all part of this larger community.
Yeah, we're not just individuals living in these isolated boxes.
Right. But that also requires effort.
Absolutely.
From everyone.
Right. Not just the tenants.
What role does property management play in all of this?
Oh, they have a huge responsibility.
Okay.
It's not just about collecting rent and fixing leaky faucets.
Right.
They need to be proactive about setting clear community guidelines.
Yeah.
Making sure those guidelines are enforced fairly.
Right.
Effectively.
Okay.
They also need to be responsive to tenant concerns.
Yeah.
You know, address issues promptly, take appropriate action when necessary.
So it's about creating a system where everyone feels heard,
right,
respected,
yeah,
knowing that there are mechanisms in place to address these grievances.
Exactly.
And to hold people accountable for their actions.
Because let's face it, sometimes you need that neutral third party,
yes,
to step in and mediate,
yes,
before things spiral out of control.
And beyond those practical aspects,
yeah,
property managers can also, you know,
right,
encourage a sense of community.
Yeah, they can organize events, create spaces where residents can interact,
yeah,
get to know each other.
Right, create an environment where people actually feel connected.
Exactly.
You know, not just isolated individuals living side by side. You know, after hearing your story and kind of diving into all these complex issues,
yeah,
I'm left with this question. What can each of us do in our own lives,
right,
to cultivate positive relationships with our neighbors?
It's a great question.
It might not solve every problem,
right,
but maybe it's a step in the right direction,
yeah,
towards building stronger,
for sure,
more supportive communities.
It's a powerful question to consider.
Yeah.
And I think it's one we should all be asking ourselves.
Yeah.
Not just in the context of nightmare neighbors,
right,
but in all of our interactions.
Totally.
How can we create a world where understanding, empathy, respect,
right,
are the norm, not the exception.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
This has been, you know, a fascinating and at times a little unsettling deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors.
It happens.
But it's also been a reminder,
for
that
sure,
we have the power to create positive change.
Absolutely.
Both in our own lives.
Yeah.
And in the communities we're a part of.
Totally.
So thanks for sharing your story and for joining us on this journey.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, stay safe and may your neighbors be quiet and considerate.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.